What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Ohio State won. Lima's somewhat subdued. I'm surprised he's not screaming and yelling. I thought you'd be screaming and yelling. Guy was probably doing some hooting and hollering yesterday.
Yeah, I was up a little late. I probably could have... It's tough to recapture that when you're young. Like I told you, 2002, when I watched those guys win the championship and I was on the campus at Ohio State. Like, I don't think anything will ever be that for me again. But it was still pretty fun.
Well, I don't know if this fellow who joins us right now has even gone to sleep yet. Bobby Carpenter, former Buckeye linebacker, 97.1 The Fan down in Columbus, joins us right now on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Bobby, good morning to you.
Oh, great morning. Great to catch up with you guys.
So vindication for Ryan Day. Does the entire fan base quiet down now?
Maybe. I don't know if the entire is a word I would use. I try not to speak in absolutes with that because I think there is still there's a portion of the fans that are not happy with the losses to Michigan, and nothing you say or do is going to ever quell them and their desire for that. And I understand that's a big piece of it, and that matters. It's a huge deal. But at the same point in time, like, Ryan Day's a hell of a football coach, and I'm hoping that he will ultimately be revealed. He was ultimately revealed as such. I hope that national championship answers some of those questions.
Bobby, I gave up on him and the Buckeyes after the Michigan game. I couldn't believe they lost that game. I was in my emotions, and obviously I was naive to how this whole playoff thing is going to work going forward. Can you believe that he was able to really rally the troops in the way that we have heard behind the scenes after such a heartbreaking and devastating loss?
Well, it's all right. I mean, I understand. We have a hard time with emotional regulation in society now. Everyone wants to act like my eighth grade daughter. And even if you're a grown man, it's completely understandable. So we're going to work on that. We'll get you. We'll improve upon those things. But when you have a great relationship with your players, when your team has great connectivity, and when they care about each other a lot and they play really hard for each other, then you have the ability to turn that thing around if you have the ability to – the talent and the ability to have that type of success. And that's what we ultimately saw. And you know, maybe the Michigan was a jumping off point for that. Maybe that helped it. But, it was pretty darn impressive with what they were able to put together.
I was impressed with Ryan Day in the post game. He made it about the players, which I guess I shouldn't be impressed with. It goes right with what you say, Bobby. Like, so many people saying so many bad things. Him, the whole thing about the family, everything there, and then in that moment, like, hey, Jeremiah Smith, Will Howard, you know, Cody Simon, those guys, like, he made it about the players. I think that's the difference that we don't see that the players have seen throughout these last 4 years.
Yeah, I mean, they see that every day. Ryan reveals that side to them every day, and that's why they care about him. That's why they go to bat for him. That's why they have been ardent defenders of him, and I think, honestly, a lot of the reason why they played the way they did was due to the fact that their coach was under fire. And I think that was a galvanizing point and a great thing that ultimately happened to them to be able to put them in a position to be able to do that. Like, not all things success comes the easy way. And so it obviously was the hard way for them. But that loss to Michigan, probably a little fire, and the criticism was coming at their coach, you know, was the accelerant that helped get this team rolling.
What do you think, Bobby? You've obviously been around this team a little bit. What do you think of just the takeaway will be from these guys and how they were able to regroup? You know, there's been so much talk, even on the national broadcast last night. These guys, they're talking religion as much as they did. That bothered some fans when they lost to Michigan. And then when they win the title, it's like, oh, okay. Maybe that didn't matter so much. What was your takeaway about these guys?
They're great human beings. I mean, I tell them all the time when I get a chance to see them, I tell them, thank you for being the type of people you are, because it makes me proud to be a Buckeye. It's your great role models for my children. And so that makes me feel good. I'm happy about that. And people want to find ways to poke holes in everything about people and you know, if you're a man of faith and you're not tough, or they're not focused on Ohio State enough, or whatever the hell that, you know, excuses people want to put out there, like, there's always going to be issues that you're going to have. And when you lose, people over-examine everything. But, I mean, you can't focus on the wrong things, and the team didn't. Maybe externally people did. And that's why they were able to turn that thing around and get it pushed in the right direction.
Bobby, the defense did it again with, this time it wasn't a goal line stand, but it was a goal-to-go stand, and it was huge. Notre Dame came away with no points when they were down there and seemed to be cruising, getting their offense in gear. How is their defense able to do this time and time again this season?
You know, it's been an ethos that they've had. You know, give us an inch and we'll defend it. And I've never seen anybody kind of really embrace it to the degree that they have. And, you know, they've had it, like you said, you look at Penn State, you look at Nebraska. I mean, look at what they did against Michigan. You know, some of the stuff throughout the season, they've been really stinking good on the goal line. Better than any other team I've ever seen. So it's been very impressive. These guys play their butt off. They play incredibly hard. And, you know, it's as much an attitude as it is X's and O's at that point when you get down on the goal line.
Bobby Carpenter with us on the hotline. Now, I don't know how much trash talking you did when you played, but I did have an observation just from watching from afar yesterday that seemed to be like the classiest national championship game I can remember. Both teams, I don't know if it was because if it had anything to do with Marcus Freeman, his Ohio State connections. Of course, we saw Jim Tressel, you know, there on the field before the game. Do you think that kind of stuff matters in a title game? Do you think Notre Dame needed to be a little less classy, a little meaner, or do you think that stuff just doesn't have a factor at all in these games?
I don't think that matters. I mean, you can have an attitude and have an edge and not be an ass. Like, those things, they're not mutually exclusive, and you can be tough, and you can care about people, and, you know, when the game starts, you put those feelings aside and you go play a football game. So, yeah, it's a big game. It's a big deal. There's a huge stakes on the line, obviously, and there's that connection between Marcus and Ohio State and Jim Tressel. And Marcus, like, this is former coach. Like, you know, and I think Jim would have wanted Marcus to win every game outside of that. And him, you know, talking, you know, the connection, I don't think that plays into it at all.
Bobby Carpenter joining us on the show. Two in a row for the Big Ten. What's to say about the conference now?
I think the conference is a great spot. I was talking to Tony Petitti, the commissioner, last night. It's the first time since 1965 and 66 the two Big Ten teams, the Big Ten's won it back-to-back. And it's the first time since 1661 that it's been two different teams that have won it back-to-back. And so it's in a great spot. The four teams that made it in did a heck of a job. One of the losses that they had was an intra-conference loss between Ohio State and Oregon. And so you look at how the Big Ten's positioned, what they're doing with NIL, and where they're at moving forward. I think they're in a great, great position to succeed.
Bobby, we know you're pressed for time. Thank you very much. Follow him on Twitter, at BCarp3. Bobby, thank you again, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Hey, my pleasure, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Bobby Carpenter, 97.1, the Fan in Columbus, former Buckeye linebacker, the Bobby Carpenter Show, the whole deal. One of our favorites, North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Yes.
Yeah, the reason I asked that question about, like, so much class, right? It's weird to see in a football game, like, we're taught, and we're fans, so we go on message boards and we cuss out other teams' fans, but we're not playing. There's nothing at risk for us. The players on the field, you know, like an Ohio State-Michigan game, there is chippiness to those games, and there has been for quite some time. And you saw that chippiness, it ended up, you know, spilling out onto the field after the game. Like, it was an ugly scene at the end of that game. There was none of that for Ohio State, well, Notre Dame. Do you think Notre Dame needed to summon some of that stuff up?
Marcus Freeman is just so young. And I think that was probably the biggest difference. It's like, man, he's 38? Mm-hmm. 39? No, I think he just turned 39. So he's still so young, and he played in an era of modern Buckeye football and was known as a good player. So I think that Ryan Day, and I'll tell you this, Ryan Day has done a much better job of preserving history than Urban Meyer ever did. It was almost like the history goes away with Urban. It was Urban's team, that's it. Ryan Day's done a much better job of inviting the old guys back, Como, former players, inviting the old players
that's
back.
That's true. Yeah, that part of it is true. No, now, Urban would invoke Earl Bruce a lot.
During his era, and guys that he thought were important. But, like, the Jim Tressel era, like, hey, you and I know a guy who was like, hey, like, it's different all of a sudden now. Like, yes, they don't allow 100%. This And I think Ryan Day's been much more open to, like, hey, the Trussell guys, like, you are the – because and I think that that was by design because Trussell had such a strong influence on players. Like, Urban Meyer just wanted to – it's his influence now. None of these other guys around. We're going to do things differently. And
almost say he was bigger than the program.
It can't – I mean, to some level, I guess you could try to say it backfired, but I don't think it did. I mean, you win a national championship. Guys do it their own different ways. But I think Ryan Day has been much more open to the entire history, the Trussell years, all the years, and I think he invites those guys back. So I think it's made it an easier buy-in for everybody there with him. And because of that, with Marcus Freeman, there's a buy-in there with that former player. And again, James Laurinaitis was an assistant for Marcus Freeman before. So these guys all know each other.
But the reason I ask the question,
they don't want to be on bad terms.
Did it not seem like Michigan got under the skin of Ohio State?
Yes.
Did Notre Dame need to do that?
No. I don't think. I mean, Notre Dame, you were much more worried about Notre Dame than I was. That's true.
I was worried about a close game. What a close game would look like.
Notre Dame getting under Ohio State's skin, that wasn't going to help Notre Dame. Like, Lou Holtz can say whatever he wants to because he's an elderly man sitting in a suite. So that's not going to matter. Lou Holtz can say whatever he wants. The guys on the field, you need to focus on your job to beat Ohio State. And then the first drive, they did. They got the very most of what they could get out of it, and then Ohio State basically took over. I know it got closer, and Riley Leonard made some great plays, and some guys from Notre Dame made some great plays. I'm not trying to take anything away from those guys. They had to focus on their jobs to get everything done. They couldn't worry about Ohio State. Let me tell you this. What I am very impressed by with Notre Dame, if they went down, they went down their way. They play man defense, and what was it, 14 of 15 in the first half for Will Howard? And some big third down plays. Do you get that when you're not playing man? I think they tried to send some guys after him, put some heat on him. It didn't work because he was able to find guys open because he has that rhythm with his wide receivers. But they went down doing something they know how to do. If you don't know zone, you don't know zone, and you don't want to confuse your guys. You're playing great athletes. You don't want to confuse them as well. And so Notre Dame did a heck of a job in playing that defense because I thought it would be a boat racing up and down. They helped lock it down as much as they could in the second half. But at one point, you know, you're looking at 31-7. There's only so much you can do against athletes that good when you're playing zone against them, but that's what you know.
That was, by the way, that was the small little how you can have a criticism when you win the national championship after a day like that. I did say if Urban was the coach, I think Ohio State would have just flat
probably
out murdered would've. Notre Dame yesterday.
Probably would have. But I want to get to this out of here. Speaking of one of those great athletes, Jeremiah Smith, he had 88 yards receiving. He had a touchdown as well in this football game. And I told you guys I was going to play this. Well, yesterday my phone blew up. Lima's phone blew up. My mentions were blowing up after every completed pass. People have been calling in. And now the push is happening. Here's Jeremiah Smith in the postgame on Will Howard.
Just show the type of quarterback he is. In my eyes, he's a first-round draft pick. I mean, Will just a great leader on and off the field as well. He just had a great week of preparation, you know, just leading us to this victory tonight, I should say.
So he loves this guy. He's not a first-round draft pick, but people are considering him, and you want to say whether or not he's a draft pick by the Cleveland Browns. He's 6'4", he's 235, he's in a bad draft class. He is not a statuesque quarterback. He can get out there and scoot a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't know what his top-end speed is. I have no idea. But he can get out there and move. I think he's a day-two guy. I think he answers the questions right. I think that when you have a draft class that's not that great, guys tend to push up more than they would because of the way that they played in the postseason, the way they played with a lot of pressure. Will Howard, in these postseason games, responded to the pressure. I mean, is that not the great criticism we have of so many quarterbacks in the NFL? Are you going to respond? Lamar, are you going to respond to the pressure? Again, when you're playing Mahomes, you're playing Mahomes. There's not much you can do for a lot of these guys. But are you going to respond to the pressure? Jaden Daniels, already part of the legacy, responding to the pressure 2 weeks in a row. Winning on the road again. Hostile environments, especially the hostile environment in Detroit. Being able to win on the road. Ben Johnson getting in his own way in that football game for the Lions. Yeah, I think a guy like Will Howard, I don't see him in the first round. I hate to disagree with Jeremiah Smith, but yeah, you can see him being a possibility. If the Browns don't draft anybody on opening night of draft night, yeah, I think that he'd be a conversation later on.
They started 50 games, so there's been a lot of football there.
Yep.
And he has just been incredible in this playoff run. So his stock has absolutely gone up. I mean, before the playoff, after that Michigan game, they were saying third day. You know, he was going to be a third day player. Well, that's changed. He has absolutely changed that. Plus, he's done it with everybody watching, and you keep repeating this because it's important. Poor quarterback class. So it's like, how is the quarterback at Ohio State not a guaranteed first-round pick when he wins a national championship? So they'll say it's his arm. They'll say his arm is just not remotely good enough.
But when you have a – like if he were in the Baker draft class, you keep your foot on it like, yeah, you're down there.
I have kept track of potential quarterbacks. I have a quarterback spreadsheet going on.
Yes.
Right now, just for, you know, Jackson Dart, Shedeur Sanders, Cam Ward, I just have their stats. For Will Howard, since he was brought up last week on the show, I have January 14th, Anthony Lima, and I quote, his arm stinks. Have you changed your opinion of that at all?
Yeah, I know. It's like when you're making the throws. And by the way, in the NFL.
That pass to Jeremiah.
It was great. So it looked like in the NFL, arm. What did we see this week in the NFL? Third and one, fourth and one, third and two, fourth and two. What do you need? A quarterback that could just go get the first down.
Yes.
Who's stopping Will Howard in those short yardage situations? I don't want to get crazy because,
Jalen Hurts took off for 40 yards and a touchdown. Yeah.
You need guys that could just go and convert that. And he seems like he's like an automatic on those situations.
Well, we'll have plenty of time to chew the fat on him, but you know, you'll get to this
level.
Seems
like a great leader, too.
And that is one of the things that are going to make these football guys. There's a lot of guys on this Ohio State team that improved their draft stock over this last month. And it's you got football guys who are going to get football guys excited, where it might not be go up on stage and shake Roger Goodell's hand. But some of these guys made themselves some real money over this last month. And I think Will Howard is included in one of them.